right now. We are joined by our good buddy, the sports professor, Rick Caro. It's time for our sports, business, and law segment, sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach. And I am not a lawyer. I'm a non-lawyer spokesperson for the law firm of McDonald Hopkins, but Rick is the visiting expert on sports law at Harvard. You can see him each week on both CNN and ESPN, and of course, you can listen to him each week in this very time slot right here with us. Good morning, Rick.
They better change the age limit. That's all I got to say, because I am still tingling with goosebumps over last week. You know, we talked on Sunday morning in a windswept course called Girvin, and I apologize for the connection, but I headed over 20 minutes to watch the most riveting event I've ever seen. Forget golf. And, if that ball didn't hang up on the run, the first cut, who knows what would have happened. If he would have taken the 9-iron the way it was supposed to, if. But it's one of those moments, and when I was talking to people around Turnberry that day, as it happened, and this is before people have time to embellish with reflection, they couldn't think of another, maybe the 1980 Miracle on Ice, but that didn't matter over there. You know, over there it was maybe the Thriller in Manila, and I can't think of anything else that would have been the biggest sporting event ever had he made the putt.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Everyone was in agreement in the golf world that had Tom Watson won, it would have been the greatest story in the history of golf. Non-golf fans were swept up in the story by Sunday. Obviously, us in the golf world, we were paying attention to it on Thursday and Friday, but Tom Watson, so low 54-hole lead. He shared the 36-hole lead with Steve Marino, but going into Sunday morning, he was the solo leader, 18 holes away from making history. By 11 years, would be older than Julius Boros, and the entire world, not just golf fans, not just sports fans, just many people swept up by the story that was the 59-year-old Tom Watson.
Well, one quick thing before you want to go. I know you want to go somewhere else on this one, too, but just to give you an idea of how long the story is resonating, first of all, the final round was up about 11% from last year. Still down when Tiger plays. But remember, this was the second year in a row he wasn't around on a Sunday. But a little plug for CNN at 6:45 tonight. And they want to lead with Tom Watson again. And I said, we did that last week. And they said, I know, let's lead with it again because it's a big story. And, he probably won't win today unless he shoots 62, 63, and you never know. But it's a huge story that transcends sports.
Well, the interesting thing is going into today's final round at Sunningdale, Greg Norman, who is last year's British Open story at the age of 53, he's now 54, of course, he is poised to win his first Champions Tour major. So that could be a great story as well. And as you mentioned, Watson, six shots back, and it would need a miracle today to close the deal. But I love this stat that you've got in your weekly email. Watson jumped 1,269 spots in this week's World Golf Rankings. He went from 1,374th in the world to 105th. That's the largest jump ever in the history of the World Golf Ranking system.
Yeah, how about the other stat from last week that 68 players in the field last week weren't even born yet when he won the duel in the sun against Jack in 77. It's amazing.
Absolutely amazing. It was a great story. It's still a great story. It would have been phenomenal. It would have been unparalleled as far as a story in sports history. Unfortunately, Tom was not able to close the deal in the playoff, but it's still a great story. Russ Evans with you, Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic, and the sports professor, Rick Caro, joining me for our sports, business, and law segment. Tiger Woods playing next week at the Buick Open, Rick, and news came down just a couple of days ago. This will be the final Buick Open in Michigan. No surprise there, considering what GM has been through as of late.
Well, the final one for a while. It may be the final, but the auto companies are worried about appearances, and they still have to be. And when you think of the dollar for the return for investment that the automakers have had in golf, because there are 10 of those tournaments that have been sponsored and 10 from financial companies, and thank God for Tim Fincham, they didn't all end at the same time, kind of like the bad luck that Carolyn Bivens had over in the women's side, although her issues were more than luck, I can tell you. But the bottom line is that once they get back on their feet, as far as recovery is concerned, we may see it back. But Tiger, who cares? I want to watch Norman. I want to watch Watson. I know the Tiger issue is a big one, and we're getting to Hazeltine, and we're getting to the next major, the last major of the year. I'm sure we'll talk about Tiger. One other quick thing about Watson, just to digress for a second. Last week, I was really looking to make sure that he did all of the talk shows last week. Stuart Sink was on a couple. Disappointed. Then I remembered that he was, staying over in the UK for his senior. So let's just hope that people remember the story enough to see him do the talk show circuit this week when he gets back. I for one want to see that.
Yeah, good point. Stuart Sink, by the way, did the top 10 on Letterman. It was very clever, and my favorite was number 6. He said, "I called up Tiger Woods and just laughed in his ear and then hung up." And I thought that was
good.
Pretty funny.
Yeah, you know what? Other people probably have done that without admitting it. Seriously, it would be interesting going to an 800 number and calling him. But clearly he added very unanticipated excitement to Tigerless events 2 years in a row, and who'd have thunk it at the Open, especially. He'll be back. I mean, he'll be back. Of course he is. He's won 14 majors, but we'll see what happens at Hazeltine.
He is the sports professor, Rick Haro. Rick, as always, thanks so much for the time. Have a great Sunday.
All right, we're going to play next week, so be ready for the phone call.
All right, sounds good. There he is, Rick Haro, joining us on Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic.